Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, first I must... it's afternoon already. I know, it's lunchtime. That's why I'm holding you back from your lunch. Yeah, okay. So first I want to thank Pastor Paul for this invitation to share. I'm very happy to be able to spend some time with you to share with you the work that I do. First of all, let me tell you a little bit about myself. I started my professional life as a school teacher. And that's where I met my wife. She was a school teacher too. All right. And after that, I spent many years as a journalist with one of the Singapore newspapers. And my last job was with World Vision. World Vision, in the Philippines, they call it World Vision Foundation or something like that. Are you familiar with World Vision?
Yes.
Ah, that's very good. Yeah. Now, World Vision has operations in many, many countries. Over 80 over countries. Now, what we do is we help the poor in different places. In five areas, we take care of their health, education, food, water, and livelihood. Okay. So, in Singapore, I was the director of the Singapore office. We have 17 projects, including the Philippines. Now, why am I saying all this? Because as part of my job, I need to travel. I need to travel to many countries and to see how the projects are going on. Now, what I found in these travels are two main lessons which I want to share with you before I share with you why my current work is related to World Vision. Okay. It's a bit small. Whether can you read the words there? I can't. All right, if I remember correctly, it says the poor remains poor not because they are lazy. Is it true?
Yes.
Yeah. The poor remains poor because they have no access to capital, no money. All right. You imagine if you work, let's say for example, if you work in Singapore, the moment you stop work, what happens to your salary? It stops zero, all right? Somebody says you're like a taxi driver, right? As long as the wheels are turning, the meter will move. The moment the wheels stop, the meters will stop, and then you have no money, all right? But the poor remains poor not because they're lazy, but if they have capital. For example, if you work in Singapore for 2 years, you should be able to save a decent sum of money. You should. Some people spend everything, yeah? But you should save something like $10,000, $15,000, based on my calculation. But if you were to keep a certain sum of the money, you can actually do a decent business when you get back, when you finish your contract, and then you go home back to the Philippines. Okay, is it fair to say that?
Yes.
One of the things which I don't like to see, I have a friend who has a helper from the Philippines, and the helper worked for them from long time, when the children were babies, all right? And now the children are much older, 25, 26. What happened to the helper? The helper is time to retire, you know? So she should have earned enough money, right? To save up for the family, etc., etc. But no, things are not the same. Instead, this helper's daughter-in-law came to take over her place in the family. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? I don't know. it just doesn't make sense to me. If you work that many years in Singapore, you should have saved enough money to keep up money for your family, for yourself, so that your daughter-in-law need not come to Singapore and do exactly the same that you have been doing for the past 25 years. Agree with me? Yeah, so that is the kind of context. So the poor remains poor not because they are lazy, but because they need capital. And by working here in Singapore, you get a chance to have to build that capital so that you can do something meaningful when you go back to the Philippines. Okay? Second thing, the second lesson which I learned from my days in the World Vision is, you know the phrase, give a man a fish and he will eat for a day. But if you give a woman some savings, some capital, she will feed her family for a lifetime. Agree? Why do I say this? Because in my travels around the world, looking at the poor, helping the poor, I find that the men are usually not to be found for some reason. All right? But usually it is the women in the house who have to work very hard to take care of the family. Come what may, sometimes the men just disappear when times are hard. All right? But the women, they will stay. And if we give the woman some savings, some capital, she will feed the family for a lifetime. So these are two big lessons which I learned from my days in the World Vision. And this is where it leads to. 5 years ago, I started this mid agency called My Helper. Why do I do that? Because in World Vision, we were doing a lot of projects. We were helping the poor, almost 1 million people from Singapore alone. But at the same time, I see that there are thousands and thousands of helpers in Singapore from other countries who are trying to earn a living, to save money for their families. So let me introduce to you to the real founder of My Helper. The real founder of My Helper is this lady called Amy. Amy was our helper in our house for 4 years. All right? She's from Myanmar. So one day she told me, "Sir, why don't you start a maid agency?" I said, "Huh? Me? Maid agency? Enjoy all the crooks?" You know, you must understand, the maid agents don't have a very good reputation, correct? Now, so she asked me, "Sir, why don't you start a maid agency?" So I said, "Why?" She says, "Sir, every Sunday in church, I'm the big mama in the church. Why? Because all the girls will be coming to cry on her shoulders. They have many problems with employers, problems with agents, problems with family, and problems and problems and problems." So I said, "Why don't you start a maid agency to help the girls?" So I said, okay, let me think about it. It took me about 9 months to think about this. And during these 9 months, God spoke to me in different ways. But God specifically spoke to me to start a ministry for the orphans, the widows, and the strangers in our land. This is from the Bible, Old Testament. Yeah. So I look at my Myanmar girls, I say, yeah, they come under that category. Many of them are widows. Many of them are orphans. And all of them are strangers in the land. So, okay, after 9 months, 5 years ago, I started the agency primarily to help the Myanmar girls to find good jobs, good employers, and to take care of their welfare when they come to Singapore. All right? So, our statement for My Helper is that we are a social enterprise. It's quite similar to a non-profit, but we are a social enterprise. All right? We are dedicated to alleviating the debt burden of the helpers. I think you can understand, in the past, when you come to Singapore, you have to pay loans something like 4 months, 5 months, 6 months. I don't know how many more months, you know. But it's the same with the Myanmar girls. They also have to pay something like 7 months, 9 months. It's quite ridiculous, yeah. So when we started this agency, we came up with this mission that is to reduce the debt burden of the girls. And I must say, after 5 years, we have successfully done that. I will explain a little bit more later on. And we also want to ensure their psychosocial well-being. That means when they come here, we want them to enjoy their time here in Singapore, not after 2 years of tears and pain for the whole 2 years. Imagine if you work 2 years in a very nightmarish environment, you know. It is very depressing, isn't it? So we want them to have good employers. So we pick and choose employers for them. We don't take every employer because, very frankly, some employers are not so nice. Yeah, so we have to pick and choose good employers for our girls. Okay, and most important is we don't want them to work here forever, like I explained just now. Yeah, I think maximum you should work here maybe about 4 years. You should have earned enough money to do something for your own life back in the Philippines. So part of our mission is to ensure their employability after their stint in Singapore, 2 years or 4 years. That means we try to equip them with skills, right? So that when they go back, they can do maybe a small business. We always ask the girls, okay, how much do you need to start a small business, for example? Right? They always tell me about 3,000, 4,000. It's different maybe, yeah, for Philippines, yeah? For Myanmar, it's very cheap. maybe for 3,000, 5,000, 4,000, they can start a small business, yeah? A small grocery store or something like that that can give them a constant stream of income. All right, and we work out with them and they find that, yeah, actually if they save part of their salary every month, they should be able to save that $3,000 or $4,000 to start a business. Then they don't have to be a helper for the rest of their life. All right, so that is our mission, right? We want to reduce their debt burden before they come, and then we want to make sure that they are well taken care of while they are here, and we want them to prepare for life after working as a helper in Singapore. It's a bit small for you to read. It's very small for me. I can't even read myself. Okay, so I might need your help. Yeah. So basically, we have four pillars right on top. Yeah. Can you help me to read the very first one? That's our foundation. All right, so we have four main goals for helpers when they are in Singapore. First one is we want them to enjoy good health. Okay, and the further down, these are all the specifics of what it means to have good health for the helpers. We can make available these slides to you. Send it to you on your WhatsApp. Yeah. Now the second one will be have a future and a hope. Yeah. We don't need to stay a helper, be a helper for the rest of your life. Yeah. So we all need to have a future and a hope. The third one will be yes, that's very important. When you're here in Singapore, we want you to be able to experience the love of God and the love of people. All right? And that's exactly what's happening right here, right? Right here in the church, when you come here, you experience the love of God and the love of people. Love of God, you can understand that. Love of people, we want you to experience the love and kindness and compassion of people around you, your employers, your friends, your church friends, right? So we want to surround you with this love of God and love of people. All right? And the last one, dignity preserved. Okay. You are playing a very important role as a helper in Singapore, because without you, the employers, the wives cannot work. All right. So you play a very important role. But yet, in spite of that, many of the girls do not enjoy the same dignity. Yeah, sometimes helpers are seen as just an extra pair of legs, extra pair of hands and legs in the house. Okay, so we are trying to change the mindset of employers. Yeah, so that when the helpers work in Singapore, they can enjoy dignity and fairness and compassion from everybody, including especially from their employers. All right, so these are the four main pillars of what World Vision. What my helper is trying to achieve. I keep on lapsing into World Vision. Why? Because what I do in my helper is just a simple extension of what I used to do in World Vision. It is not a separate career path or something like that. It is just an extension. Because in the past, in World Vision, we were helping people from afar. But now, we are helping people right in front of us. People that we can call by name. Not just somebody, so it's somebody, people that we can help by name. Okay, so that is broadly speaking what we are trying to achieve in My Helper. So when Pastor Paul invited me to share, it was a very great opportunity, because we want to be able to be of service to you. We want to be able to add value to you. So especially for helpers who you are coming to the end of your contract. Okay, there are two categories of helpers. Yeah, either you have a situation which you find difficult and you want to change an employer. All right, so that's the first group. Another group will be those who have about to finish their contract, and then you are looking for a new employer. Now, if you have a very good employer, please don't change. You don't come out from the frying pan into a fire type of situation. If you have a good employer, you don't even have to have a very good employer. If you have a decent employer, stay there. Because you never know what sort of employers you'll find when you change. I have encountered two very nice, sweet ladies who came to my office, and I gave her two very nice helpers. These two sweet ladies turned out to be two monsters who gave hell to my girls and to me. All right, so it's very hard even for us when we interview employers. It's very hard for us to know the heart and the head of employers. Yeah, so it's the same. Don't take their risk. If you have a decent employer, stay with them. Hold tight to them and don't give up. Okay? But if you find that you really need to change, all right, then this is where we can come in and to help. So I just address the first group. Yeah, if you want to change an employer, you should start thinking, especially when the contract is ending. Very often we have girls who come to us and say, "Sir, next month I'm going back to Philippines. Can you find me an employer?" Too late for us. All right. First of all, MOM regulation says that you must get a new employer at least 1 month before your contract ends, or before your work permit expires. So what does it mean? That means you must look for an employer at least 1 month or 2 months before. So basically, you're talking about at least 3 months, correct? But if you give yourself a very short time frame, then you don't get to choose your employer. You just have to accept any job that comes along, correct? So my advice is 6 months before the end of your contract, you should start thinking. First, you must start to discuss with your employer. Say, "Sir, are you likely to extend my contract or not?" Right? If the employer says yes, then you don't need to do anything. Right? But if the employer says, maybe, then you should. Well, maybe means no. All right? If it's yes, most employers will tell you straight away, say yes. But you should think for yourself. You cannot wait and hope that, 3 months later, my employer will change his mind. But 6 months before, you must start thinking and planning ahead. All right, so we suggest that 6 months before, if your employer doesn't give you an indication that he is going to continue your contract, you should start looking. All right, so this is where you will register with us. So, Lovely, can you please stand? Because they cannot recognize you. This is Lovely Joy. She's lovely and joyful. And she'll be very happy to speak to you. So if you have any questions or if you want to register, speak to her. We will give you these flyers later on. Yeah, and her phone number is there and you can call her and make an appointment with her to do your what they call biodata or what I call the resume. Yeah. Okay, so that's the most important thing that you need to know. 6 months or at least 3 months before, you must quickly start looking for an employer. So what we do is once we register yourself, we will start looking for employers for you. Now, like I said just now, if you last minute look for employer and employer last minute look for helper, this will be a last minute disaster for both sides. Yeah, because you have no choice and the fellow has no choice. All right? So employers will just say, "Okay, just try." All right? Then you say, "Okay, just try." Now, when you have this type of situation, just try, it will normally fail. Do you know what's the failure rate in Singapore for helpers? Do you know what's the failure rate? 50%. Failure rate is 50%. That means today, if you get a job with an employer, within 1 year, you're likely to lose your job. 50% chance. Why? Because of this last minute thing, then both also last minute. Okay lah, just try lah, you know? Now, when the employer say try lah, sorry, I speak like Singaporean, yeah? When the employer say try lah, who will be disadvantaged? Are you disadvantaged or the employer will be disadvantaged? Both are disadvantaged, but you will lose more. Yeah, you will lose more. Because the employer, all he needs to do is to pay a little bit more money. No pain. But for you, it's a lot of pain. You need to adjust to a whole new family. Alright? And then when you go to an agent to change a job, do they charge you anything extra? Yes. 1 month. Yeah, you're very lucky. Only 1 month. MOM says we can charge you 2 months. Alright? So I actually have one girl who worked for 12 months with no salary. Yeah, from Myanmar, not from Philippines. She came here with 7 months of loan. And then after 1 month, employer changed. Then she add 2 months. Right? 7, 8, 2 months. Then she worked 1 month, left 8 months. Then change again, add 2 months, become 10 months. Alright? So she just changed about maybe 5 employers within 1 year. So she worked for 12 months, no salary. See, so who has the pain? The girls have the pain. The employers just pay money. Alright? And you know, Singaporeans are actually quite, they have some money to give. They can afford it, yeah? So they will try, yeah? But not for you, not, it's not advantageous for you. That's why I say, you must try and plan for your own future. Okay? Give yourself more time, then you can pick and choose a better employer. Okay? Now, if it is a case of transfer, right, there are two scenarios, right, when transfer. Sometimes it's a sudden transfer. You have no choice. Employer says, pack up your bag, go back to agency today. Oh, that's it. You have no choice. That is a very drastic situation, yeah? The other situation is when the employers talk to you, okay, let's agree. You can find a new employer. So, yeah, hopefully you have about 1 month or so to try and find a new employer. But if you have a case when you have a sudden change of employer, then you are in a bad situation. Yeah? So that's where you can talk to us, then we try our best. Under MOM regulation, you have up to 21 days to find a new employer, failing which, then you need to go back to the Philippines. Which is better, to transfer or to go back to the Philippines? It's always better to transfer, yeah? Why? Because when you go back to the Philippines, you must start all over again. Yeah? POEA, the BUOA, TESTA, da-da-da-da-da, and it'll cost you money. Alright? In fact, for the Filipinas, you're quite fortunate, yeah? It's less than $1,000, isn't it? For the Indonesians, it's not. It's $3,000 to $4,000. Yeah? When they go back, they come back. Whether they are new, experienced, transfer, not transfer, everybody starts from zero. So they have to pay $3,004, $3,005, $4,000 just to come back. All right? So you are already quite fortunate. Huh? You should get, yeah. All thanks to President Duterte, yeah? Your government. Yeah? Yeah. But things will get better. I will explain to you further. Yeah. Now, if you register with us, we are a social enterprise. We are not here to make money out of you. Yeah. But we are also running a business. So there's business costs. All right. So we're trying to strike a balance, yeah, between helping the girls and having sustainability for our business. So what we can promise you is we will have zero salary deduction. Yeah. Is it because we are very nice people? Yes, of course. But because your government says so. Right? Yeah? POA says no deduction. Okay? No deduction. Alright? And the second one is no placement fee. Alright? Because we are very nice people. Yes, of course we are nice people. But because your government says so. Because your government is there to protect you. Actually, you are very lucky. Not so for the Myanmar girls. Because the government doesn't protect them. So the agents can charge them anything. And they will pay. Alright? So consider yourself very fortunate. Thank God. All right. And the last one is no transfer fee. All right. Like I said just now, when you transfer as an agent, my government, yeah, Singapore government says, I can charge you 2 months. All right. But because we are nice people, we will not charge you anything. All right. Especially for Cornerstone people. All right, but I need to explain some of this so that you don't go away thinking that, wow, it's just a free ticket to town, you know. All right, say, for example, your government say no salary deduction, your government say no placement fee, but your government say you are allowed a cash advance of $1,100. Remember? All right, what is this cash advance? What is this cash advance? This cash advance is a loan given to you by your future employer to help you pay for your processing fee, POEA, OWA. It's not for you to spend and have a good time, yeah, in the Philippines. It's to help you to do your processing. And then when you come and work for this employer, do you need to pay back the 1,001? You need to pay back. It's a cash advance. It's a loan to you, right? Is it a salary deduction?
Yes.
No, it's not a salary deduction. You are trying to repay a loan. It's not a salary deduction. Is it a placement fee?
No.
No, because nobody charged you anything. But you are basically taking a loan from the employer. Maximum, according to POEA, is $1,100. So when you come to Singapore, you pay back to the employer $1,100 from whatever you earn in the future. That's why it's called a cash advance. So don't think it's 0000, okay? Because you actually, there's actually cost involved in helping you to come to Singapore. Quite a lot of cost, okay? Now, there's one good news for you here. If you have, say for example, a sister or a cousin who wants to come to work in Singapore, and she has no money to do all the paperwork, then she can have this cash advance, $1,100. Okay? So that part is clear. Alright? Now, if you are finishing your contract and you say, sir, I don't want to transfer and I want to go back to the Philippines, so you need to start your paperwork all over again, correct? Do you need $1,100? Yes or no?
Yes.
No, you don't. You don't. All right. But you still have to pay for all the paperwork. Correct or not? All right. Now, in your case, we will not give you a cash advance. Okay? You have to pay for your own paperwork. All right? Special deal for you. You have to pay for your own paperwork, but you don't have to pay $1,100 because with a special arrangement with my supplier, it only comes to 25,000 peso. Okay? So you pay the supplier who do all the paperwork for you there 25,000 peso. That comes to about Singapore $600. All right? Almost half. All right? So this is a special arrangement for you. Yeah, so there will be no cash advance, but you pay for your own processing 25,000 peso. Okay? Is it clear? After that, we have some questions. Huh? Then if I cannot answer, Lovely will answer all your questions. Okay? So far, clear? Okay. Then the second situation will be placement fee. If you want to transfer to another employer in Singapore, how much can I charge you? 2 months. I can charge you 2 months. But I will not charge you 2 months. I will charge you $300, right? But, hold it. You said free just now. How come you say $300 now? James is a cheaterbug. Okay, this is the deal. If you want to transfer, I will charge you a placement fee of $300. Okay? Then I will give you a nice employer. If you work for this employer for 6 months, I will give you a gift of $300. Okay? I will give you a gift of $300. All right? So is placement free? Is the placement fee free?
Yes.
No, it's $300. It's $300, but if you finish at least 6 months, I will give you a gift of $300. I swear. Okay? Pastor knows. Yeah, I swear. I will give you a gift, $300. Okay, fair enough? Why am I doing that? You didn't ask? Okay, let me explain to you. If you work for one employer, and after 1 month, you say, I don't like this employer. What happens to me? I'm the agent, yeah? I need to pay the employer thousands of dollars. You know, it's free to you, but it's not free to me. I need to compensate the employer thousands of dollars. Yeah? So, I need to take care of myself. I'll take care of you, but you must take care of me. Fair enough? Deal, huh? Okay, so that is the whole idea of that $300 placement fee. Okay. And the next thing, the last thing is registration. If you want to register with us, there's a lot of paperwork that we have to do. So we will charge you a registration fee of $50. All right? We will do the registration for you. We will take photograph. We do video. We will advertise. We will spend a lot of money to do marketing to find you a good employer. All right? Hey, but you say it's free. Okay. It's free. It's not free. It's $50. All right? But when you get an employer, on the first day of work, I will give you a free gift, $50. All right? All right? So you understand? Registration fee, $50. But when you get a job through us, on the first day of work, usually the girls, when they come back to Singapore, they have no money in the pocket. So I give you $50 as pocket money. All right? When you come back to work. Why am I doing this? Of course, you are good. You are nice people, yeah? But there are also a lot of girls who go shopping. There are a lot of girls who go shopping. They shop with one agent A, agent B, agent C, agent D, you know? Then we will spend a lot of time trying to find a good employer for you. By the time we find a good employer for you, you say, sorry, sir, I already say yes to the other agency. Happened before? All the time. Okay? So I also need to, I take care of you, but you need to take care of me. Correct? Yeah. So we charge you $50, but we will give it back to you when you find an employer through us. Okay? Maybe I can stop here for a question because I'm coming to the end of the sharing, right? Do you have any questions at this point about how it works? Or maybe you are shy like Singaporeans. Normally we don't ask questions. Yeah. If you don't have questions, or you have questions you're too shy to ask, later you can talk to Lovely. All right?
How do you ascertain a good employer to even check a database?
Okay. It is very difficult, like I said, to say who is a good employer. Just like I said, it's very difficult to say who is a good helper. Correct? Because there are two big unknowns for us. For you. When it comes to skill set, for girls, it's easy to establish. For employers, they will tell us, I need this, I need this, I need somebody who can take care of my baby, do some housework, somebody who can cook. That's easy part, yeah? Because, in fact, all the girls can do. Housework, cooking, take care of children, take care of elderly. Most of the girls can do. Alright? But what we can never tell, what we can never tell is the personality and the character of the employer. Just like we also cannot tell the character, your character and your personality. So if you have one hot-tempered helper and one hot-tempered employer, it is nuclear war, yeah? Correct or not? Yeah? So for us, Lovely's job is when employers come to us, we interview them. We ask them very carefully, as closely as we can, yeah? Their job requirement. This is the part that we can control. Alright, how many people in the house, what they need you to do. Right? If they tell you I have a 3-story bungalow, 3 cars, 5 dogs, okay. Then we need to think very carefully. Yeah. We have one request from one employer. I have 20 cats and 1 dog. Yeah. All she wants a helper is to take care of 20 cats and 1 dog. No other family members in the house. Alright, so do we take employers like that? We don't. Yeah, we don't, yeah? Unless we find a cat lover among... yeah, then maybe we will, yeah? Yeah, I had one employer whose hobby was to find stray cats, stray dogs. You bring stray dogs into the house and take care of them, and then after that, send them back, and then let them out for adoption. So my helper had a terrible time, you know? She got no time to cook. Whenever she's cooking, the dog is peeing or shitting somewhere and she has to run after. Employer be shouting, hey, go and clean the place. No? So she cannot manage. So we need to assess the environment. If we do choose. So if we find that the environment is not conducive, then we will not deploy. Yeah? And I can tell you very frankly, some employers should never have a helper. I have one pair of lawyers, husband and wife. They tell me, James, we are OCD. OCD means obsessive compulsive disorder. Obsessive compulsive disorder. So give me your best girl. So, okay. At the time, I was new in the business, so not so clever. So I gave her my best girl. Yeah. Within 5 days, the girl ran away. Yeah, 5 days, you know. Why? Because the employer asked her to wash her hair 5 times a day. You know? 5 times a day. So you see, when you have this kind of employer, if we know, we will not deploy. But very frankly, when we see them, they are very sweet, nice, educated. It's very hard for us to tell. But we try our best. Okay, we promise. We try our best. Yeah? We don't just deploy so that we can get some profit. I assure you that we don't do that. Yeah? Okay, so I hope that answers your question. Yeah? We cannot tell personality and character, neither can you. So it's only when you go into the environment, that's why there's this 50% failure. For all girls, not just Filipina or Myanmar, it's all girls. Yeah? Singapore, there are 240,000 helpers. 50% is how many thousand? 120,000, right? If you just divide equally among, within 12 months, yeah, how many helpers changing jobs every month? 10,000. Just imagine that. Every month there are 10,000. Don't talk about new girls coming in. Huh? Just talking about current girls in Singapore. 10,000 girls are looking for jobs. New employer every month. Right, can we find 10,000 good employers for you? Very difficult. But we try. Okay? Any other question? Okay, that is a very interesting question. Different agencies charge the employers differently. Alright, I have a slide that I didn't show you, not yet. Some agencies can charge the employer $1. $1. It was called the $1 mate at one stage, yeah, because it is so competitive. Alright, they only charge the employer $1. Why is it $1? Because MOM said cannot be zero. Cannot be zero, right? So they charge $1. Why can they charge $1? Because they charge the maid 7 months of their salary. Okay? So if I charge you less, then I must charge the girl more. It's simple logic. Yeah? But if you're the employer, which agency will you go to? You go to the $1 agency. Yeah? Because it's so cheap. It's like you're going to market, oh, by the way, I just get a maid. $1. And then you can try. Huh? $1 and unlimited replacement. Wow, if you're not happy, tomorrow change, bring her back, we'll change another one for you. So it's scary, yeah? So we have a problem. So let me explain to you as a businessman, yeah? If I charge the employer, say, example, that's not the number. I charge the employer $1,000 to get a maid from me. Then the employer say, hey, Mr. Quack, why are you charging me so much? Your neighbor is only charging me $600. What am I going to do? But they charge 7 months. Employees say, I don't care. Yeah? You know what I mean? So for a business, it is very difficult for us. We have to be competitive. Right? But finally, it all comes down to price. So as an agency, we promise employers, we have very good Filipina girls, very well behaved, very clever, very well trained. But we have to make promises with our eyes open, yeah? Yeah. So we don't take everybody, very frankly, yeah? My instruction to Lovely is she must pick and choose. Because we want to find good employers for you, but we also want to find good helpers for the employers. So if you come to us, we will check, or rather we don't check first. We will ask you first, how many employers do you have? First question is, how long have you worked in Singapore? Oh, 2 years. Oh, sounds good. How many employers do you have? 5. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Sometimes you have very good reasons why you change. Employer no good. Employer abuse me. Employer molest me. Many good reasons. But when you look at the history, any employer looking at it will say no. Right? Unless it is an abuse case, we will help you. Yeah. If it's an abuse case, I guarantee you we will waive off everything. No placement fee, no registration fee. No placement fee, zero, really, yeah, if it's an abuse case. But there are a lot of very picky employers and picky helpers. Agree with me?
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of picky. I have one helper who came from Philippines, yeah. 1 week, first week, employer brought her to Japan. Hong Kong. That's on a Sunday. Came back on a Sunday. On Monday, she ran away to the embassy. We went to the embassy, asked her, what's the problem? Did the employer abuse you? No. Do you have good food? Yes. Why you don't do work? Don't do work. That's it. She ran to the embassy. When you run to the embassy, what does it mean? You're abused, correct?
Yeah.
Not when you don't feel like working. But there are girls like that. Yeah? We also have one more. Came in one day, next day, ran away. Again, in front of the labor attaché, did the employer abuse you? No. Did the agency maltreat you? No. Just don't want to work. Just like that. No reason. So what happens? Who has to pay for her air ticket home? This is a good question for employers. Yeah? If a girl comes in and works for you for 1 hour and says, I don't want to work, who pays for her air ticket home? Poor fella. Employers, yeah? Why must the employer pay if the girl comes in? Remember, I already gave you a cash advance. You come in 1 hour, you say, I don't want to work. And who has to pay for the ticket? Employer. Why? MOM says so. MOM says so. Is it fair? Not fair, right? Yeah. That's why a lot of employers are very angry. Yeah, because many of the laws are not fair to the employers. But sometimes we also, the laws are not fair to the girls. Yeah, actually, both sides are unfair. Both sides are fair. Both sides are suffering. All right? So that's why it is important our job is to try and balance out all the needs and the wants of both parties. Yeah? Because it's not easy to balance that. Yeah. So for us, to answer your question, we charge above average fee because we want to provide good service both to the employer and to the helpers. All right, and we are not a charity. In a sense, charity means I must take donation from somebody and help you. All right, we are business. Okay, if I do it as a, it's a different model, right? So we are running it as a business, but because we are a social enterprise, we don't earn at your expense. We also don't earn at the employer's expense. Okay, we try and balance everybody's needs. Huh? Okay, so I hope that answers your question. The employer will loan the money to the helpers. They have to pay back, yeah. Very good point. Wow, I'm so glad you said that. So now, okay, I use this. Employer loan the girl 1,100 cash advance. Alright? Then she comes to Singapore. After 1 day, she said, I don't want to work. What happens to the money? I will tell the employer, sorry, she ran away with her money. Employer will slap me. Say, how can this be? What sort of girl have you given to me? Correct or not? But the girl has already gone home. So who is left holding the ball? Me. Right? I have to pay back the cash advance to the employer. In addition, I need to compensate the employer, $1,000+. So whenever a girl runs away, I pay. Right, so please pity us. Don't think that all agents are bloodsuckers, vampire, evil people. Yeah, right. Most of us are quite nice people. Yeah. But we do suffer. But nobody knows our problems. In a situation like this, I can share with you. Yeah, but most of the time, the girls don't understand. Yeah, they just pack their bag, fold their arms, say, "I don't want to work." That's it. There's nothing we can do for you or against you or for the employer. Huh? All right? Understand that? Nah? Okay. Now, if you're interested to register, to register your interest, you can go to our website, myhelper.sg/pinay. PINAY. I have a form there for you to fill in. All right? After you fill in, the message will go to Lovely. Right? And then you make an appointment with her to finalize your resume. Okay, everybody has a handphone, right?
Yes.
Everybody got free Wi-Fi over here. So you just go in and key in some of your data so that we can prepare the biodata for you. Okay, so Lovely will be here every Sunday for the next 1 or 2 months for you to ask any questions that you want. Then maybe later on she'll come once a fortnight or maybe once a month. But you are, she's always available by handphone. You can WhatsApp her. You can call her and talk to her. Okay? So, any questions before we close here? Okay, thank you very much. I will have some brochure. Lovely can... She will pass to you some of this brochure so that you don't have to memorize the numbers, yeah? It's all in the hands. Okay, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you, GMs. I hope that you can find happiness together with your different groups. And I hope Lovely is lovely to you. That's a great name. Lovely Joy. Well, let's have a word of prayer. We thank God for the food. And do share these leaflets with your friends if you can. I hope it will help you. Let us pray. Father, we thank thee for our brother James and his wife in starting this agency to help these Christian helpers find Christian employers. We thank thee for their vision and their interest in the lives of these individuals. We pray that you would bless this business, that it would do things the right way and honor thy great name in everything they do and say. We pray for all of the girls who come here week by week that you would provide for them good employers and help them to be a good testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ to all those they work with. Bless us now as we have some food and fellowship together. Watch over our conversation and our lives, for we ask these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen.